I'm on a mission to help high flyers just like yourself, who until now have let the fear of public speaking hold them back from making a bigger impact. Join me as I find out the secret sauce from the world's leading speakers to make your speeches more interesting, enjoyable to give, and impactful for your audience. That's the mission, and this podcast will get you there. My name's Victor Ahipeni, and this is the Public Speaking Secrets Podcast. Speaker Nation, what's happening? Welcome to another episode of Public Speaking Secrets Podcast. Over the next 5 weeks, I'm going to be releasing to you the audio from a video series that I recently created. If you find this interesting, I would highly recommend that you jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com/sell, where I'm going to take you through step by step my speak to sell methodology, and I'm going to be able to show you how to create your keynote presentation, your sales presentation, how to position yourself and find the stages that you have always dreamed to speak of, to grow your business, to share your message further, whatever it may be that you want to achieve with speaking. This is absolutely free, and I'm looking forward to take you through it. So if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com/sell.
Hey team, Victor Ahipeni here, and I am super excited to have you on this 5-day video speak to sell challenge. Look, over the next 5 days, the aim is to take you from wherever you are in your business currently to where you want to be. And if that's more leads, more revenue, or freeing up more time, then I'm here to show you that the speak to sell methodology is the vehicle to be able to get you there. You see, a lot of us look to try and recreate the wheel with all these shiny things, new marketing avenues, new social media platforms, all these different things that we see our competitors and compatriots using. Look, what I'm here to tell you is that public speaking is the highest paid method out of any of them. It's the highest paid industry in the world. There's not many other places that I can think of where you can make seven figures from a 60 to 90 minute presentation. And I'm going to pull back the numbers later in the week on a speaker who made $3.6 million in a 90 minute presentation. And look, I'm not saying that's going to be you at the end of this week. What I'm saying is, what would a $10,000, $100,000, or $500,000 presentation mean to your business? For a lot of businesses, they wouldn't be able to handle $3.6 million worth of new business coming in tomorrow. So they've got to have those structures set up. But for one of my students, he generated six figures from his first presentation from stage, having never spoken in front of an audience before. And that's exactly what I want from you. It's an everyday business owner with extraordinary results. We've all been in those conferences in the past, and we've seen that speaker who's just bored us to death. They've either turned to 45 degrees and they are reading off PowerPoint slides, they've got cue cards, or they've got big A4 pieces of paper that they're reading off. Look, if that's you, save me some time if I'm in the audience. Email me your slides. I can probably read them quicker than you can present. What I want to show you over the coming days is a way that you can position and package up your ideas and your expertise to get you onto the ideal stages in front of your ideal audience. Look, I've made six-figure presentations in front of three people. You can do the exact same. It doesn't have to be auditoriums full of raving crazy people who have come to see the biggest and brightest names in the world. It can be a small room of 3, 10, 20, 30 people that can create your six-figure presentation. And so what we're going to do once we have packaged up your expertise, and we're going to begin with that today, is then we're going to show you the stages that you can potentially get on. There's five different types of stages that a lot of people underestimate or don't think about. They've got blinders on and they say, I want to be a keynote presenter, or I want to be a workshop trainer. And what I'm going to show you, which I've never revealed outside of my one-to-one private students, is my Trojan horse method. And this is what turns 4 or 5-figure presentations into 6 and multiple 6-figure presentations. And it doesn't involve any more outreach or marketing on your behalf. It's the best leverage you can possibly get as a speaker, because speaking has evolved. It's changed from just being in front of an audience, in front of your classroom, in front of your lecturer, whatever it may be, to now you can run, you can public speak to your audience like this and in trainings like this. You can be on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, on whatever the social media is of the time. Not only that, you can host webinars, create sales letters. You can also run and obviously host your own live events, speak on other people's stages. And you don't have to be the Tony Robbins of the world anymore, the Oprah Winfrey. You don't have to be the huge name to be able to get in front of your ideal target market, because we have the power of, you know, the super high power of things like Google and Facebook marketing, where we can get in front of them. And we've also got, you know, the goodwill and the business reputation that you may have built up over the years to leverage off as well. So let's start beginning to dive in, because I want to start taking you from wherever it may be that you're at now. You may be thinking about speaking because you've seen the opportunities it's created. You may be for other people within your industry. You may be already speaking but getting lackluster results. You're speaking onto stage for exposure. Now, I can tell you this. The banks in Australia, the landlords in Australia, and the supermarkets in Australia, they have all declined me when I've looked to pay with exposure. Exposure can be okay when you are getting started, but what I want you to understand is you can still speak from a stage and get paid $0 and generate multiple thousands, tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars from that stage. You just need to change the way that you are presenting. And instead of it being exposure, it can be, you know, a good impact to your business. So we're going to start doing that today with my Triple S method. That is the supermodel speaker system. And everyone has their own supermodel in them. And I'm not talking about being a bikini influencer or being as good looking and charismatic as myself. What I'm talking about is a model, a supermodel of everything that you know in your area of expertise, and packaging it in a way that it shows value to event organizers, that it shows value to your audience, and that it shows that it's repeatable, okay? That it solves a problem, that it takes people away from pain or closer to pleasure. A lot of times people have a huge amount of knowledge in their head, and they just try and regurgitate it out with no rhyme or reason. They give people too much information too quickly, and they're not taking them through the logical progression. Once you've got your supermodel speaker system put together, you're going to be able to speak from 3 minutes to 30 minutes to 3 days or more, all based off the same framework, and it's just about the level of depth that you go into it. And when you have this, you can vary the presentations that you have like that. You're not having to spend hours upon hours practicing, reciting, because it's already the stuff you know, but you've got it in a logical pattern. You can just go back to a particular point. You may touch on, and I'm going to show you what these three letters stand for shortly, but you may touch on, say, I may touch on the R, I may go in depth on the M, I may touch on the N, and it leaves intrigued. That may be a 30-minute presentation. This may be a one-day presentation. All three of them may be a three-day or a three-week or a three-month presentation. Because here's the thing. There's something really important that a lot of speakers, when they're first going on stage, underestimate. And that is that you are not going to change the world in 30 to 90 minutes. You're not going to change the world in a 20-minute presentation. Like, you've got the potential for it to go viral. You know, you may give a killer TED talk or a killer presentation somewhere. It may get millions of views. But even then, what you want, what your aim should be, and we'll delve into this later in the week on how you can do this, but what your aim should be is to get people to take the first small step of action, the first small step towards changing their beliefs, towards doing whatever it may be, because you have the ability to help them go further. Look, I'm a trained physiotherapist, and I'd have patients come to me, and when I was, you know, freshly out of university, I would have patients and I would give them 10 different exercises, because if they do these 10 different exercises over the next 10 weeks, they are going to be in a better place than what they were. It wasn't until months later I started realizing there was a really low level of compliance, a low level of people actually doing these exercises, and the excuses or the reasoning was the same every time. I didn't have time. Rather than going, oh, I had 20 minutes, I could have done four of the exercises or two of the exercises, they decided because they didn't have enough time to do all 10, they did zero. And that's human nature. Like, we all do that with different areas when we become overwhelmed. So I don't want that with your, when you're giving a 30, 50, 60, 90 minute presentation. I want you to be able to go out there and get people to take the next step. Once I changed to giving patients one exercise, just one, they'd go away, they'd come back, they would have done it. I would have got them to do it frequently throughout the day. They'd usually underdo it, but they'd do it and they would notice some improvement. Then psychologically, they would have bought in that, hey, he gives me things that work, and we could slowly build up and build up and build up those different exercises. And if I had, a lot of the time I was doing it, they weren't doing anything, so they weren't getting results. So they thought, well, this physio isn't any good. So what you've got to understand is it's obviously not just physio, but everything. You're not going to transform people's lives if they're looking for diet and exercise change in 30 minutes. They're not going to leave the room and change everything that they eat, change their habits throughout the day, change their exercise routines and everything else that's in their psychology through it in 30 minutes. What that might take is, you know, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, and on and on and on. And you have the ability or the expertise within your industry, or you will continue to develop those areas of expertise within your industry to create that transformation. So let's jump into the Supermodel Speaker System, and we're going to start building out yours. Now, there's three words under each letter. So the first one is to research. So what I want you to do is go out there and research your competitors, research other people who are doing similar things in your market, who are where you potentially want to be. What are the common themes that they are all teaching? What are the things that some that you've taught or you've used in your own life and experience that they are doing that you can then review? That's your second R. You've researched them all. You've found what these common threads are. You've found what, hey, this is slightly different between all of them. And then the third R is your own results. So you're not just going out to research other people to then rip them off. That is not one of the R's. What you are doing is looking at, okay, what is currently working in this market? What are the top people in my industry doing? How can I take some of what I've got from them and combine it with the results that I have got myself? And those results may be for yourself, they may be for your customers and your clients, but there's going to be similar things that you'll have that, oh, this person also teaches this, they just give it a slightly different name. And you may never have met this or heard of this person before. It doesn't mean either of you have ripped each other off. There's only so many ways to skin a cat. And that's why we need to give it our own supermodel speaking system, our own supermodel, so that when people do it, it's not, oh, you just took that off so-and-so. It's, oh, here's something new that logically takes me through the steps that makes you the go-to authority because you've got a system. Think of everything, everybody that you have maybe learned from, whether it be you know, the best coaches you've had in sport, the best teachers you've had, the best mentors that you've had, the best co-workers. A lot of them, a lot of the top ones and a lot of the top people in your industry have their own system. It's putting a name to it so people can go, oh, a system means that I can follow particular steps and get to a particular outcome. It can get me from where I want to be, from where I am to where I want to be. And that's exactly what my speak to sell methodology does. So once you have found all of those, you want to go into our three M's. The first one is to morph them. You want to bring what you've found from your research and reviewing and what you've found from your results and bring them all together. And what that generally leads to is 15 to 30 different points that you would, you know, say, oh, that's a good teaching point, that's a good teaching point, you know, and they don't necessarily overlap. The next M, once you've got that, because that's generally too much, it's a bit of a fire hose to throw at people all at once. What you want to do is then find out what the overlying motive or theme is for them. So you may have 15 different points and five of those may bunch together and another five may relate and another five. So you might have a three-point system. You may have a three-point system where they all go together. And the final M is what you want to do is make sure that it's methodical. Okay, so that you're not teaching this part of it if people need to know this part of it first. And I see it a lot of times. It seems pretty logical, like, oh, I better teach this and then this and then this. But a lot of people will start with this and then go to this and go to this. And if there's too big of a gap in where people currently are to the point that you're teaching, people get lost, they tune out, they don't have that change that we're trying to create when we present. And so you've got that, you've put it in a methodical order. You're now going to name it. You're going to name your system. I've got my speak to sell methodology. I have my public speaking blueprint. I've got my podcast institute. They are all different systems that I have. You might have the 3S system, the 5P method, whatever it may be. If you can give your system a name, then it's going to be able to help with the positioning that we're going to build later in the week. Then you want to do, and the next two points may seem counterintuitive, but they are not. The first one is you want to narrow down. There are plenty, plenty of stages out there that are looking for speakers. If you're trying to appeal to everybody, you're going to appeal to nobody. Everybody says that they're going to be the motivational or the inspirational speaker from stage. If you have a product or a service and it could potentially benefit all athletes, you're probably not going to get on a stage unless it's completely revolutionary. If you instead decide to focus on golfers, you can begin getting on stages that speak to golfers or golfing industries, or you can start your marketing and targeting to golfers. You can create a presentation that speaks to golfers. So when they're sitting there and you're going, oh, are you noticing that you're slicing the ball a lot? Oh, yeah, I am actually, rather than, oh, do you know that underdeveloped muscles on one side can cause issues in all different athletes? There's a big difference in your messaging when you are getting it out to your audience. So you want to narrow it down. And then the final step is next. What is next? How can that system that you've just created, can it fit into a larger system? Look, you may just be starting out. You may be looking just to speak to golfers, but you might want to talk to rugby players and basketballers and all these other things. Or you may want to talk to athletes and high-level executives and something or other else. Or you may have a range of products or services that they eventually fit under an umbrella. Look, I introduce you to mine. I've got the Podcast Institute, the Public Speaking Blueprint, the Speak to Sell methodology. They all, when you look at them from 30,000 feet, help people amplify their message, their business, and their brand. And when I look at that, you know, I might have an amplify company later on that I can work off where it takes into consideration all of these things and has an offering at maybe an even higher level. That doesn't have to happen today, but what I want to do is plant that seed in your mind now that one system may have four steps and it may have four systems within that overall system. And that one, I don't want to use the word system too much, maybe part of an even bigger ecosystem. So what I want you to do, scroll down below, there is a worksheet. I want you to start working through your research and your reviewing. Start comparing that to the results you've got. Morph all of those results that you've got, the points, and find the greater motive and put them in a logical, methodical order. Name it, narrow it down, and then start ticking along in the back of your brain to see what is next. I am so excited for the next 4 days now. You're through day one, so well done. Tomorrow, we're going to be looking at my authority ecosystem, where it's the way that you can package what you've already done and the knowledge you already have, and also look to the future on how you can further build your authority, which is not only going to benefit you and your business and your brand, but it's also going to help de-risk things when you go to speak on stages or apply to speak on stages or even host and run your own events. So I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Get stuck into this worksheet.
If you want to fast track your confidence and impact with public speaking, then be sure to jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com, where there's an array of free resources to help you no matter where you are on your journey to becoming a more powerful speaker. And while you're at it, jump over to Facebook and join our free community called Speaker Nation, where there's a ton of other like-minded individuals just like yourself looking to level up. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode.